Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here on this Thursday afternoon. We've got a few things to go over today. If you were with us yesterday, you heard the second part of our vaccine show. If you were here the other day for our first part and missed the second, or heard the second and missed the first, either or, I suggest you guys go to our website, thelastamerican.org, and grab the other episode, okay? It's kind of almost like a two-part thing. It wasn't meant to be like a two-part thing, but the way it worked out, I kind of covered a lot of things in one episode, and then I covered the new vaccine information in the second one. And for those of you that weren't here yesterday, what we covered is, well, you know, on Tuesday, we kind of dove into the anti-parent bill in California. There's been a bill passed where kids can get vaccinated at school now as young as 12 years old, and they don't need their parents' permission. Imagine that. Don't need their parents' permission to get vaccinated at the school. Now, we touched a little bit on that on Tuesday. But yesterday, you know, before I got on the show, I had dug up some other information. And now I know why they passed this bill. And, you know, we're not going to dive into the whole thing again. I'm just going to brief you on it real quick. The reason they passed the bill is the legislators in California were paid off direct from Merck. Merck is the company that makes the vaccines. They make a lot of drugs. They're probably the biggest vaccine company in the world. I think they are. I don't want to misquote, though, and say for sure that they are, but I think they are the biggest. They're definitely one of the most well-known. The other day, if you were here, we played a video from their head doctor from 2005, Dr. Hilleman, laughing about putting cancer and AIDS in the polio vaccines. So yesterday on the air, what we did is I ended up getting a list of all the people that took money from Merck in the end of 2010, you know, leading up to this bill being passed. You know, we went down the list. I read you their names. I read you the districts that they were from and how much cash they took in. So hopefully some people in California get the word and, you know, maybe they can raise some hell down there, start spreading this information around, call their state house. Who knows? Maybe even pass this on to some of the people that are protesting down there. I don't know. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things you could do with it. I just want you guys to take it and run with it, and I want you guys to know who the scumbags were that sold your kids down the river. We're not going to go through the list again today. We're going to move on to other things. But if you guys want to get the list of the politicians in California that signed this bill because they were bought off, okay, and we're talking about signing a bill where your kids can get vaccinated behind your back, okay, just go to our website, guys. Go to the blog section, and you'll see from yesterday's show I have a post, and all the names are right there, guys. Just, you know, you can share it, copy and paste it, whatever you want to do. Spread that around. Let everybody know, okay? Now, today, moving on to the new things, touch a little bit on Iran for a second, guys. You know, since this thing happened a couple weeks ago, it's been fairly quiet, hasn't it? I mean, I haven't even really talked about it in probably 5 or 6 days. That's because nothing new has come out. A little bit came out today, though. It appears, and of course we knew this was happening, it appears that U.S. and their allies may be launching a missile strike on Iran within the next 12 months, okay? They're saying that we're doing this because supposedly they're moving all of its uranium enrichment facilities into deep underground bases. And once they're down there, our missiles, you know, won't be able to do anything to them. We won't be able to destroy them. And supposedly that's their plan. And supposedly we're going to wait till the springtime and then we're going to bury them. And does this surprise anybody? No, this is exactly what we were talking about. Here it is. Okay, I mean, here it is for you in black and white. I mean, we're gonna bomb these guys. We're gonna bomb these guys. And all we had to do was make up a little fake plot that they told some FBI informant that they wanted to assassinate somebody. I mean, come on. And now that's an act of war. So that's an act of war. Remember. But going in Libya and killing all these people and killing their leader is not an act of war. That's a kinetic military action. But attempting to assassinate a Saudi ambassador on United States soil is an act of war. You got to be kidding me, right? I'm not saying that's not an act of war. I'm saying you can't have it both ways, okay? If one's an act of war, the other's got to be. Seriously. Little ridiculous. You know what I mean? Little ridiculous. The other thing about this is, you know, they're saying they'll probably have to use some ground troops. So this is going to be another full-out war, guys. This isn't going to be some overnight thing that we're just going to roll through there. They've known for a while that we're coming. You got to think that they've been preparing for it, right? You got to think that they've got something up their sleeve. I don't think it's just going to be this easy roll through friggin' Iran that they think. How about I got a good idea? How about we don't go there? How about we leave them alone? Let them do their own business, okay? A lot of people think that what's going to happen is Israel's going to strike them. And then you know how that goes. We're going to have Israel's back and, you know, God knows who else is going to get involved. Where do the Soviets sit on this? Where do the Russians sit? Do they sit in the middle? Do they sit with Iran? I know that they're a little bit outspoken about us, you know, attacking Iran. They don't want that to happen. Are they going to join the war? Now, what if they join? They just made a huge, huge oil deal with China. Remember, they didn't use U.S. currency, just to show you the downfall of the dollar. When they made this deal, they didn't even, decide what type of currency they were going to use right away. They just knew that they weren't using the United States dollar anymore. And then they came up with something else. I don't know if they're doing gold or they're using Chinese currency, but they decided we're not going to use the U.S. dollar. It was this huge oil deal. That was the news a few months ago. So knowing that they have this huge deal, this huge partnership, you don't think China's going to jump in on the other side, do you? Remember what runs the world here? Money, resources. I mean, you know, they have this huge deal with Russia. They're not going to go and fight against them right now. They're gonna help them out. We need to mind our own business. I think this time around, this will be the time where some people step in. I really do. I think if we just attack Iran here, people are going to step in. People we don't want to F with, okay? Russia and China, those are big nations too. We got to stop having this attitude that we're all big and better and bolder than everybody. What makes us better than them? Russia's been ahead of us in a lot of things along the way, like the space program and other things. Well, I mean, a lot of that's a farce too. I mean, I shouldn't even use that as an example. But, you know, developing weapons or whatever. I mean, they've been, you know, side by side, ahead of us, behind, right behind us, you know. To think that they're not a serious threat would be a gross understatement. A gross understatement. We should really step back and before we attack these people and think, you know, who's going to get their back? Or is Russia and China just going to sit there and is it all for show? And they're in on it too. And they, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's so hard to figure out sometimes, you know. You always got to think about that too. This controlled opposition thing, it goes on everywhere. It goes on within the truth movement. It goes on amongst nations, I'm sure. I don't want to see us in another war, guys. You guys want to see another war? Look at us. We just keep attacking people, man. How can everybody not see that? How are the blinders so thick that people can't see that? This is the fourth nation in a row where we're going to launch a major assault. All right? And there's other places, too. Like, we talk about, like, you know, Yemen and Sudan and Pakistan, places where we're killing people with drones. That counts as war, too. But without even talking about those, we're talking about four major offenses here is Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and now Iran. This is all within a 10, you know, going on 11-year span. We're just wiping out all these people. What is the matter with us? And you guys know, it all goes back, one more time, we'll say it again, it all goes back to 9/11. If 9/11 never happened, okay, if they never pulled that off on the world, then these wars would never have been justified, okay? They're still not justified, but in some people's minds, they're justified because they're scared. They use their fear against them. They use their fear to totally cloud their judgment. Do you see how they do that? People know that it's wrong to attack people for no reason. Are you kidding me? But they use that fear factor, and it just totally clouds your judgment, and you can't even see through the fog. All you see is Big Brother here to save you, when in fact they're the one causing everything. I don't want to attack Iran. I'm sick of getting Israel's back for everything. Honestly, if I had it my way, if I was in charge. Not to say that I wouldn't just be some figurehead, they'd actually not give me any power, but if I was in charge and I had some power, you know,
I just end all these stupid relations overseas. I mean, you got to keep relations open with people, obviously, but all these, you know, alliances and allegiances, no, let's get rid of all that, all right? Let's just be cool with everybody. You know what I mean? Let's stop sneaking around behind people's back. You know, it's like the United States is turning into that shady kid on the block that you don't want to hang out with because he might rob your house. That's what it seems like. It's embarrassing, guys. It's embarrassing. You tell people you're from America, and they're just like, you know, do you blame them? If you were them, what would you say? Man, I'd have a lot to say. I'd have a lot to say if I was from somewhere else and somebody told me they were from America. I would. Even though it wasn't their fault, I'd be, you know, I'd want to see what they thought about all this stuff. I'd be like, you know, do you guys know you're doing this? Do you guys know, you know, and the person probably be like, no, 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 no. No, I can name all the Kardashians, though. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Something else I want to talk about is the Vatican. You know, this last week was actually, it's about a week and 2 days ago now, I think. They actually called for a World Bank. Now, you know, when I talk about stuff, I always like to deal in facts, and when I have a theory, I like to tell you guys I have a theory, okay? Because a theory can be wrong. I don't want you calling up and saying, oh, this kid lied about this, blah, blah, blah. No, this is a theory, okay? I have a theory. And my theory is that the reason they're calling for World Bank is because they're in charge of all those World Banks, and they want to make more money. Now, I know that sounds crazy to some people, but let's talk about a few things that kind of back this up a little bit, okay? You know, you got to look at who is being protected by the alternative media, okay? When you start to step back and look at the big picture, it's the Vatican. The Vatican is the ones that always get sugar-coated, whitewashed. For instance, like when we were talking about the Alex Jones show, they will not talk about the Vatican. Why is that? You know, I listened for almost a year, and I thought every conspiracy was the Bilderbergs and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission. No, the Vatican's behind a lot of things, and to not ever mention them is absurd. And we, you know, we've gone down this whole road before about the truth movement. But, you know, without talking, you know, specifically about individuals here, I mean, there's a conscious effort to shield the Vatican. And you got to wonder why that is. And, you know, a lot of people will tell you, you know, the whole story about the Rothschilds and how they bought up the British economy and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm not doubting any of that. But I'm just wondering how much, you know, are they really in control of all these banks? Or, this is my theory, okay? I could be way off. But, you know, look into it a little before you tell me I'm totally wrong. Are they in control of all these banks? Or is it partly the Vatican? Well, mostly the Vatican. And these the Rothschilds is just almost like a name to put out there, you know? I'm not saying it's not a real family. I'm just saying, you know, it's to protect the Vatican. I don't know. I know this is it's touchy ground for a lot of people. A lot of people will not talk about this, okay? They'll take down your post about it. They'll disable comments. This really happens. You can't talk about the Vatican. I want to read you guys something. I have a little something I want to read you guys about the Roman Empire. Okay. And this kind of makes a little sense now. And I was given this, you know, just a few days after I had come to the conclusion that I thought maybe the Vatican was running these banks. And then a few days after reading this, the whole announcement came out where the Vatican's calling for a World Bank now. Okay, guys. When sometime between like 300 AD and 450 AD, the Roman Empire, okay, it didn't break up. We all thought it did. But what actually happened, it's more like it renamed everything. Kind of like hiding out, you know, kind of laying in the dark. I'm going to read you some of the Roman Empire offices, right? And the names that they changed, you know, just over that course of like 150 years. You know, they pretty much just renamed everything. And you'll see, you'll start to get a little picture here when you see some of these names and you'll be like, oh my God, we, you know, I've seen one of those, or there's one down the street, or the Roman Empire just renamed itself the Roman Catholic Church. Okay, it's all they did. The body of senators, the Curia, became the legal body of the cardinals, and they still call themselves the Curia. If I'm pronouncing it wrong, I apologize. The Roman Emperor, he was just renamed the Roman Pope. You see where this is going, guys? The civil government matters of state, extraordinary affairs. Same thing, matters of civil state governments. It's the same thing. They just renamed it, okay? There's more, though. The Roman College of Senators, they got renamed the College of Cardinals. The Magistrate of College of Senators was renamed the Dean of Colleges of Cardinals. The Departments of the Roman Senatorial Curia was renamed the Congregations. The Political Ambassador was just renamed the Pro Nuncio. This is, you know, this is where it gets good right here, guys. Because this is going to be some stuff that you guys are going to really start to recognize. The Roman Senators, okay, were renamed Cardinals. The Roman Governors were renamed Archbishops. The Roman Senator that had no territory was named a Bishop. A Roman province, here's a good one, guys. A Roman province, okay? A large Roman province, all they did is rename it an archdiocese. Now, think about that. If you have an archdiocese on your soil, what does that mean? Does that mean they're partly in control of what's going on? I would think it might. The Roman territories, the small ones, would rename diocese instead of archdiocese. The imperial chair of Jupiter, okay, where Caesar sat, they renamed it the throne of St. Peter. The Vestal Virgins were renamed nuns. Okay, so this whole, and the list goes on, and there's more. And so this whole thing, we were taught that the Roman Empire crumbled and this and that. They didn't crumble. They just kind of went into hiding. They played it off real smooth. And, you know, this is another theory, but, you know, and I'm going to throw a couple of theories out here today. The whole scandal that went down with the child sex thing, you know, with the molesting the boys and all that. That's why these guys got let off so easy, and all they did is move them around and stuff. It's because they hold a lot of power. I'm not saying they run the country or anything, but there's some power there. To see that the Roman Empire never crashed, okay? It never totally went away. You know, it kind of takes you back a little bit. And then, okay, I'm just telling you where I was at. And this is, this is 2 months after I find that the people in the Truth Movement, like Alex Jones and others, are hiding stuff from the Vatican. They won't talk about it. They'll disable your comments. They'll erase your posts about it, erase your phone calls. Anything they can do to whitewash anything about the Vatican, the Knights of Malta, the Jesuits. They do. It's a fact, okay? You start to think about that. And then, you know, you're looking around at, you know, what's going on in the world, how we're invading all these countries. Guys, if you take a look at we talked about this yesterday. Was it yesterday? I'm not sure. If you take a look at the most wanted terrorist countries, okay, and you take a look at the countries left in the world that don't have a central controlled bank, it's the same list, okay? So it's basically, you know, just bogus. These countries like Syria, you know, Iran, Afghanistan and Iraq were on it, Lebanon. That's why we call them terrorists, because we don't control their bank. But the question is, who really controls these banks? A lot of people are probably furious right now, rolling over in their skin, because, you know, they've studied the Rothschilds forever and telling me that, you know, what are you talking about? Well, I'm just telling you, I think that the Vatican might have some pull with these banks. I think they might really actually be in control of some of it. And then, you know, after I start to think this, I read this, I want to thank Phil. Phil passed that on to me. I read this thing about how they renamed everything, okay? So it starts to, you know, really start to make some sense. And then a couple days later, and I'm talking, you know, just like 3 days later, the Pope comes out and starts calling for a reform of international monetary policy and all this crap and a central governing body to control all the banks and all this. Well, why is he calling for that? Is it that crazy to think maybe because the Vatican owns the banks? I mean, they are the oldest empire. I mean, why would that be that crazy to think that? You know what I mean? I don't know. That's just my theory for the day, guys. And, you know, I could be wrong. Absolutely. And if I am wrong, you know, hey, sorry. Usually the stuff I talk about is fact. When I come with a theory, I like to tell you guys. And I'm here to have a little fun, too. And I like to throw stuff out there and see what people think. What do you guys think about that? If you guys want, you know, give me a call. Call into the show. And, you know, let us know what you think about that. Do you think it's way off to think that? Or you think maybe there might be a little truth behind it? It's at least worth looking, isn't it? I was a big InfoWars listener for about a year. Okay? And I made sure I would never miss a show. But I wouldn't just listen to that. Like, I would watch a lot of different things. So, I wasn't one of the ones that get totally misled. But I could see what was going on in time and get out of there. They won't talk about the Vatican over there. Now, the reason I mention that and the reason we mention them so much is because it's the biggest alternative site and they have the most fans. So, you know, and everybody knows who he is. You can't talk about the Vatican over there. I swear to God. You know, in 10 years that they've had Prison Planet Forum, the Vatican's been mentioned once. One time. Once! Oh no, they're undoubtedly behind a ton of conspiracies. Maybe not all of them, maybe not most of them, but definitely some of them. And I don't even like to call them conspiracies because then people slap the word theory on it, and that's not what it is. It's an actual event that happened that the mainstream, a lot of people just don't know about. That's what really I'm talking about. And the fact that they were never mentioned in 10 years, only one time. I mean, that's a riot, guys. And then that one time, the comments happened to be disabled, guys. Disabled. Why are they protecting these people so much? There's something going on there, okay? You know, we all know that a lot of these people, and I mean like 99% of these people in the truth movement, their job is to whitewash any information. And anytime you start to go down the railroad towards anything where the victim, you're not talking about the victims being real, or you're talking about fake planes, or you're talking about media, media deception, anything like that, they attack you, and they try to totally go another direction, hang up on you, whatever they can do to get you off of that, okay? And that's their main agenda, but there's another agenda there, and it's to protect the Vatican. Why is that? Are they really cutting everybody's paycheck? I mean, I don't know. I want to look into it, though, and it's going to be hard information to get into because they do such a good job of shielding themselves and hiding behind different faces. I think there's a lot of truth behind it. I think there's a lot of truth behind them being connected to all these banks. And you guys watch. You'll see, like, Iran's going to be next, okay? After that, it'll be Syria, and eventually it'll be Lebanon because they don't have a central controlling bank either. It's easy to predict, guys, because, I mean, you can just tell what they're going to do. They want to – it's financial terrorism. They want to run everybody's economy. Imagine that. Everybody's economy they want to run. And they're getting close to doing it. I mean, they've only got a few banks left, a couple banks, like four or five more banks to install in four or five more countries. You know what I mean? And they're pretty much taking over the whole world. I think there's definitely some truth behind it. And I'm gonna look into it. If you guys have any thoughts on this, call up the show and, you know, let me know. Let me know what you think. If you think I'm way off, that's fine. I'll be way off, you know. I don't mind throwing it out there sometimes. But, yeah, like I was saying about the people in the alternative media, they cover this up. They cover up anything to do with the Vatican or the Knights of Malta or the Jesuits. And I didn't know that for a long time. I'm glad I found out, okay? And, you know, they hide that information really well. They do. What's the reason for that? It's not just by chance. He doesn't just, you know, like the Vatican and decide to hide everything to do with the Vatican and the Knights of Malta and the Jesuits and the Catholics and all of that. There's something clearly going on there. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if we eventually found out that that is in fact the truth. The Vatican is in charge of all these banks, and it's the Vatican who's basically calling the shots for the UN and NATO and making them invade the countries. Doesn't really sound that far-fetched when you start to think about it. And that's just my theory on it. I had a friend call me today on the phone. And, you know, he started asking me some questions. And I hadn't had the whole time to get into the Hollow Towers with him yet. I told him he needs to listen to Phil's interviews, okay? You got to at least listen to the first two interviews and then get caught up. And he started to ask me. He's like, well, what about Jesse? I'm like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, you know, is Jesse like Alex and the rest of these guys? And I told him what I originally thought. I told him that I thought originally that, you know, Jesse just wasn't a top-level researcher. And I thought maybe he just didn't know what was going on around him because he wasn't a top-level researcher. He wasn't digging into these guys' past. The guy's never even on the computer. And then somebody told me, you know, Brian, don't be naive. I mean, the guy's an actor, for one. I mean, that's what he is. He was an actor. He was a wrestler, an actor, and then he was a governor. Okay? So he's an actor. And the other thing is he has a TV show. And I thought about it. Okay? I did. I thought about it. And it makes a lot of sense because even if we had millions of dollars and we wanted to talk about some of the things that we talk about, they're not going to let us on TV and talk about that. Okay? So originally my thought is, okay, well, you know, that can't be true though. Why would they let Jesse put that show on TV? You guys got to take a step back and realize something. And you don't realize this for a while in the truth movement. A lot of the stuff in the truth movement is put there because it contains a lot of truth, so they bait you. But the like 20 to 25% of it that's false is the big stuff. And all of his shows probably have a lot of false in it that we just didn't pick up on. I could think about it right now if I think about the 9/11 episodes. I mean, there's a lot of falsehoods about it. Because they're still pushing the whole myth that this attack happened. Okay? And that's what his show was there for. Push the myth of the airplanes. You know, you think he's giving you all this good information, but it turned out to be disinformation. Stephen Jones was on there with his thermite crap. I mean, it was a lot of disinformation. So I have to go back and look at his other episodes now. I didn't even think about that till right now. I need to go back. I need to watch the other episodes and see what parts of it they're covering up. What about Harp are they not telling us in that episode or whitewashing? What about this are they whitewashing and not telling us? You know what I mean? And it sucks. It sucks that you have to do that because you start to trust these people. And it's like Michael was saying on his last show, you know, you guys can't follow anybody. Don't follow anybody. You know what I mean? Do not follow people. You get information off people. If they turn out to be credible after, you know, a bunch of times, you can start to trust them a little bit. But always triple check your sources. Look for information in different places. Get the whole story. Don't just get it from one spot. Luckily, I always did that. So I didn't fall too deep into the trap. Okay? It's tough, guys. It is. They do a good job at what they're doing. They get paid to do what they're doing because they're good at it, okay? It's not meant to be figured out in a couple months. And when I say figured out, I mean the truth movement. And when I say the truth movement, guys, I'm talking about this whole collection of people, not just people that are talking about 9/11, people that are talking about all the stuff that the mainstream media doesn't talk about, okay? All of us that are here listening today, all the people that we tell things that actually take in our information, these are the type of people I'm talking about. And they know that there's this type of people out there, okay? And they know that we're hungry for information, and they know we're going to go searching for it. So what's their best defense? Is their best defense to get out there and deny it? Or is their best defense to disguise themselves as the information that we want, candy coat it, make it look nice, dress it up like RT, freaking put it out there in front of you, then you look at it, you think you're getting all this new information, but in reality, they're still misleading you on something, whether it's the person that's really behind it, like they'll mislead you and point you away from the Vatican, or whether it's the angle they want to point you away from, like with 9/11, if you start going down the road of any digital deception, they call you crazy, and that's what they do. And it's like Phil was saying the other day too, with the 9/11 websites that are set up. They had so many different websites set up from so many different angles covering a little bit of the truth, each one of them, right? That when you got to the scene, you didn't need to set up a website, okay? Because they were all already set up, and they were all already big and huge, and they looked nice. It's because they had government backing them. They're smart. They're not stupid. The best way to control the truth movement is to control it from within. That's why they planted all these friggin' people in it, guys. The people that don't see it yet, you guys gotta snap out of it. You guys think you're awake, and you guys aren't awake yet. You're almost awake. You guys broke out of that first box. But it's like that gift box that's inside a gift box, okay? You just broke out of the first box, and you're about to put your foot through the second one. But you gotta look past these suckers. These guys are liars, okay? I'm telling you guys, even if you guys still don't believe me about what I'm saying about the Hollow Towers and everything, look into these truth movement people. Look into their character for real. All the videos you used to skip by because you thought it was the mainstream media just talking bad about them because they're speaking the truth. Watch the videos, guys. Google them. Look at the history behind these guys. I'm not talking about just one of them either. I'm talking about all of them. Go right down the list. You could go from Willie Rodriguez to Alex Jones to Luke Radowski to Jason Burmese to friggin' all of these guys, dude. All of them. They're all phonies. Absolute phonies. And it took a lot for me to realize it, and I'm glad I did. I don't mean to talk about this on so many shows either, but I have to. It's so important, guys. It's so easy because they're giving you all this information you never heard. It's so easy to just, you know, kick back and trust them and believe what they're saying because you're not getting that anywhere else. You think it's, you know, this is all the stuff the government doesn't want you to know. And they do give you a lot of truth. But the truth they give you is the stuff that's already out and it's obvious, like chemtrails, okay? Everybody knows about it. You're not going to be able to do nothing about it right now, all right? I'm not saying give up on it. I'm not saying don't fight to have them stop. But I'm just saying that's the way they feel about it. You know, yeah, we'll give them chemtrails, but we'll lie to them about 9/11. You know what I mean? Like, and that's how it works. We'll give you chemtrails, and we'll give you GMO food, and we'll give you vaccines, but we'll lie about 9/11 and this other attack, right? And that's what they do. And, you know, what their little trick is, it's so easy, guys, and I know some of you guys are listening right now that are still in that trap. Listen to me. Listen to me. If you do not believe what I'm saying, go on YouTube and YouTube these people, okay? Start to dig into the other stuff, the stuff that has to do with them personally, okay? And you will see what is going on. You will see the big fraud and deception that is out there. When you wake up, when you first wake up, and I've heard so many people say it, and I knew that it was already the case, loose change is what woke most people up. I mean, it did. Whatever the four versions you saw, it's what woke most people up, including myself. Even though there was a lot of disinformation in there, it still got you pissed off enough about 9/11, and made you knew that you were being lied to, even though what they were presenting were mostly lies, you knew that you were being lied to about the whole Bin Laden tale, because it was absolutely just that, a tale. It was a tale that could never, ever, 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 ever be true. You know, everybody says that, you know, that's what first woke them up, okay? Now, when you first wake up from that, okay, and you stumble onto other things like I did, like Jesse Ventura, and then Alex Jones, and then RT, and all these other things, right? It's so easy to trust them, guys, because they're telling you things that you've never heard before. You have never heard anybody on the news talk about these things. These guys, you know, and this guy's yelling with a megaphone, and this other guy used to be a soldier, and Navy SEAL, and all this crap. And, you know, you it's like, yeah, these guys are patriots. They're smart at what they're doing. They picked those guys to do that, okay? They're smart at that. And what these guys are there for, okay, is to reinforce the myth. And what's the myth? Well, the myth is whatever they want you to believe. On 9/11, the myth is that the attack happened, okay? Because it was all a Hollywood movie with actors and stage props, like the smoke pipes on the 94th floor giving off fake smoke, and the smoke machine on the Pentagon lawn, and, you know, the digitized airplane and everything else, you know? And what are these guys there to do? They're there to control the opposition from the other side. Now, how do they do that? Well, it's easy, guys. Think about it. They just put them in the lead of the truth movement, like with Jesse's case, they gave him a TV show, made him popular. With Alex's case, they gave him this 9/11 prediction a few months before it happened to give him credibility. And they got Bill Cooper out of the way. So, you know, what they do, guys, is they control the opposition from the other side, okay? So you start to back these guys. They're telling you stuff you never heard. You're like, yeah. They've been studying this stuff for years. They got teams of researchers. So their opinion means a lot to you. So if they tell you that, you know, yeah, we have proof that thermite was used in the building. Yeah. What are you saying? You're telling everybody that thermite was used in the building. Now let me ask you this. What proof have you seen of that? Oh, I stumped you, didn't I? What proof have you seen of that? Because I can show you smoke pipes. I can show you gutted out floors in the World Trade Center. I can show you the hollow towers, even 6 years after they were done being built. What can you show me of thermite bringing down the towers? Exactly. You see how they do that? Within months, they build up these guys' character within your mind to untouchable status. Where they're undeniably right all the time, and they're never lying, and they're always telling the truth. Just think about it now. Go back and think about it, all right? For anybody out there that still hasn't listened and know what we talk about when we're saying the Hollow Towers, you guys need to listen to Phil Jahan and Larry McWilliams' interviews on the Hollow Towers. It's right on our website, right on thelastamerican.org, okay? If you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see a blog talk radio gadget, okay? It's like a little rectangle. It has some shows in it, and there's a couple Hollow Towers interviews. Just make sure you go in order, 1 and 2. You guys really, really, really need to catch up on this stuff, okay? Back to what we were talking about. We're not going to go back right now, guys. We're going to keep moving forward. You know, these guys are put there to control the movement from the other side, okay? And it's easy to fall and trust them, you know what I mean? It's easy to just believe everything they're saying, but guys, you can't do that. You can't do that with anybody. Anybody you see, they're not trustable. The internet is not this safe haven that we think it is where, you know, all the non-corruptible people are on there. No, there's so many corrupt people on there too, okay? It's a shame that it's like that. It's discouraging. It's there to discourage you. It's there to make you aggravated, to make you want to give up. They keep you running in circles, and they put all these crazy theories out there around these events, okay? And, you know, every time one of these supposed terror events happens, it's the same people from the alternative media that we just talked about that are always on the scene hyping it up for the other crowd of people. They know, okay? I want to go to something, a point that Larry made last weekend. We had a show when we were all on, and Larry made an excellent point. The people that believe the Bin Laden fairy tale, okay, he said the 25%. I think it's probably a little higher than that. But the percentage of people out there that believe the Bin Laden fairy tale, they're taken care of, okay? They'll believe everything you say. They believe we have to go kill these Muslims, and we're going to go overseas, and they're not going to say a hoot about it, okay? All the other people that don't believe Bin Laden did it. Well, that's where they have this other story for you where, you know, the places, all these people did die, the buildings did blow up, but it might have been your own government that did it. And then most of those people are going to think, well, if they killed those people, they could kill me and I'll be quiet. You know what I mean? And they rely on that. And it's worked very, 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 very well for them. And the other thing they do is while you're over there on that other side, you know, they give the guy a megaphone and he's screaming, you know, we're not your slaves and this, that, and the other thing. They know you're going to buy into what he's saying. And they already know that you're over there, okay? They already know you're over there. They have to have something set up. They can't just let you aimlessly wander around in Truthville, okay? They can't. They have to set up shop. And that's what they do. That's what places like Russia Today do. They'll set up a nice-looking shop right on Main Street when you walk into Truthville, okay? And what they'll do is they'll give you the stuff that they know you're going to find anyways. But the stuff that they think they can keep hidden, they'll hide. Does it make sense to you? Think about it. They can't hide the GMO stuff from you guys. They can't hide the vaccine stuff from you guys. If you Google it, I mean, it's all over the place, okay? They can't hide it from you. So they talk about that stuff. It gives them a lot of credibility with you. That's why you'll go on there and you'll see it. They love to talk about the police state. And we talked about this the other day with RT. If you go on there, you see all these stories about the police beating down the protesters at all these events. Okay, whether it's rubber bullets, mace, running them over with horses, whatever it is, right? You don't see any stories about the controlled opposition aspect of it. Why? Because they're controlled opposition too. They are. They're owned by one of the companies. I think they're owned by Viacom. If it's not Viacom, it's another huge company like that that owns one of the other major networks that's on TV. They got the same president. Okay? They know once you're over there and you find them, it's because you have a thirst for that type of knowledge. Okay? They already know that it's too late. It's too late to get you in with the first official story. So they're going to set up this other side of it. And they're going to be there to greet you when you get Truthville. They don't want you wandering around and finding out that this guy was an actor and this was a digitized plane and this was that. No. You come here. Come in here. Come in our store. Look at this. We have Professor Stephen Jones here. PhD, yada, 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 yada. And, you know, he found thermite in the dust. And that's what happened. Look at these firefighters. Look at these interviews of these firefighters talking about all these explosions. It's absolutely a controlled demolition that happened here. Yada, yada, yada. They got you so busy with all this information, you never even get to the other stuff. Okay? You never get to the second airplane stuff or the other stuff. And then finally, when you do hear it, guys, and I know a lot of you that are listening fall into this category. When you do hear it, you brush it off, okay? I remember when the way Alex Jones and Jason Burmis and I think it was one more. I think it might have been Luke. The way they attacked September Clues, okay? Well, although I don't agree necessarily with the people running the site, they come off as very rude sometimes. The movie that they made was excellent for me because I saw it only like a month or two after I woke up to 9/11. And because I saw the way they broke down the second plane, I knew that it was a fraud. So I knew anybody attacking the people like that, you know, there was really something going on there. And that's one of the things that led me into all this information. So anyways, what they do, guys, they set up shop, okay? And they take you in, oh, look at thermite, look at explosions, look at the firefighters, look at this, look at that. And all they're doing, guys, is they're backing up the government story. Yeah. How are they doing that? Because they're backing up the myth that 3,000 people died. They're backing up the myth that airplanes smashed into these buildings and this awful thing happened. Okay? Even if you didn't hear our Hall of Towers stuff yet, and you still think 3,000 people died, you still got to look at it like they're still setting it up to back up the government story because they're still backing up the myths about the airplanes. Guys, there were no airplanes used on 9/11, okay? Too many things would have went wrong. They didn't need to use them. They didn't. That's why there's no evidence of airplanes anywhere except for a wheel that they put in Manhattan underneath a staging. Miraculously ended up underneath it, didn't break through any of it, and didn't bounce off the pavement and leave any marks. But hey, it was there, you know, and that's your proof of an airplane. It's absolutely absurd, guys, okay? That's what the alternative media is there for, guys, okay? So you have to break through, and now I've broken through that next barrier, and that's where you guys have to get. You guys got to catch up with me here, okay? You got to break through the alternative news, the alternative media barrier. You got to realize that, yes, there are some great stories there. You can probably take a little more from there than you can the mainstream media. But don't get carried away, guys. Don't start trusting everything they say. There's a lot of falsehood in there. You know, I don't know exact percentages, guys. But, you know, if I was to guess, I'd say about 70% truth and 30%, you know, misdirection. But misdirection on major things. Like this 9/11 stuff, they don't want people knowing that. They're monitoring us right now. We know. We know they are. Okay? But we're going to get the message out anyways. We don't care if you're listening. Okay? It's time everybody knows. Everybody can stop living in fear. People can start standing up to the government about the wars and everything and demand that we withdraw. There's no need for it. Nobody is attacking us. Stop it. All right? I'm not going to go off on a war rant right now. I want to talk a little bit more about the truth movement. So this is important. So like I was saying, guys, it's way more than two layers too. It's like an onion with 30 layers of lies. You gotta peel back the 30 layers of the onion. You know what I mean? I know that's frustrating, and it's a lot of work, but you got to do it, guys. You got to really look into these people. I know you guys all say you're busy. And I know a lot of people are, all right? But listen, you guys that are listening to this right now, you guys are all researchers somewhat, okay? You guys wouldn't have found us if you're not interested in looking for real information. I know you're not. Stop. Just stop. Stop researching for a day. All right? Change the direction of the research and aim it at the people you get your information from. I want you to just do a day's worth. Type whoever name you want. Type the word fraud after it and just see what comes up. Okay? I'm not stereotyping everybody and calling everybody a fraud. That would sound ridiculous. Okay? But guys, the percentage is very high. Okay? Out of all the people that are out there with a name that you know, I mean, the percentage is absolutely over 90%. Okay? And you guys need to know who they are. You know, it, even people I haven't mentioned, okay? Like Anderson Cooper, here's another one. He was put there to do the job that he does and whitewash the information. He's got all sorts of family backgrounds and, you know, related to royalty and all sorts of stuff that, I've never really gotten into that stuff. And I'm not saying I'm never going to. I just, like I said, I've only been awake for a year. For me to be deep into the bloodlines and all that stuff, that's just... that's more down the road for me right now. I'll leave that up to some other people and, you know, get that information off of them. But yeah, I guess he's, you know, he's been bred to do that job since he was a child. Okay? That's what he was put here to do. They really control the whole picture, guys. And they control Hollywood. And we can't forget that. Hollywood was set up to be a propaganda piece for the government to absolutely brainwash everybody with movies. And they've done a great job. Okay? They've done a great job. And September 11th might be their crowning achievement. Okay? They've made a movie that has changed the face of the world forever. In so many ways. Out of a movie. Changed the face of the world forever. So you got to think something that important to them. They're going to get people that are fairly talented to portray in the truth movement, right? And that's why you haven't figured it out. These people are good speakers. Look at Willie Rodriguez, for example, okay? You know, I usually don't talk about him that much just because I haven't dug up that much on him. But, you know, I know he's a total fraud. The people I'm working with at the forum have dug up a lot on him. I just haven't because my thing was, you know, Alex Jones and Luke Radowski and Jason Burmis because... you know, I was listening and watching them a lot, and those are the first ones that I found out about, and it takes a lot of digging, and I just haven't had the time to get to Willie yet. But, you know, somebody like Willie, who has been proven a complete fraud, even in his own words, he's lied and changed his story so many times about so many different parts of his story, you know, whether it's, you know, he was with four firemen or five firemen, or he's under the truck for 2 hours or 5 hours, or, you know, just all these ridiculous stories, his whole... marathon run around the friggin' building, up and down the stairs, trapped in an elevator, filling up with water, walking with firemen's feet in a pair of boots, and this whole, having it all happen in 17 minutes. I mean, come on, guys. Come on, guys. And they propped this guy up like a hero. Well, why did they pick him? He's a damn good speaker. He is. A lot of people don't like him, and this might not sit well with some people, but he's a good speaker. You listen to the guy, and you want to believe him. I don't care what anybody says. It's the truth. You listen to him, and you want to believe him. That's why they picked him, okay? And I believe them. Oh, I believe them. And he's a complete fraud. They put all of these guys there, people, all right? And how were they able to take over the truth movement so easy? We've gone over this. You guys know? How were they able to take over the 9/11 truth movement so easy, I should say specifically? Because there weren't any real family members and friends of the dead to oppose them. So it was easy as pie. There's only people like me and Phil and everybody else. Everybody that's, you know, seeks for the truth. We seek for it a lot, but we don't have any friends or family that died there because that's obviously impossible. And so if we did, we would be the type of people that would be leading the truth movement, wouldn't we? We're out on the radio now talking about this stuff. If I had a brother or a sister that died there, then, you know, we would be all over it. And, you know, these guys would have some competition to lead the truth movement. And you wouldn't see the same families on TV all the time. You would see all different ones. But you don't. Because it's a controlled situation. And they do a hell of a job portraying it, don't they? They do. all these people marching around with 9/11 t-shirts, inside job, and the thing that really gets under my skin, guys, and it should get under yours, is, guys, 9/11, where's all the donations gone? Huh? Who's getting that money? I bet you it's a few families of people, a few rich elite people on the top are just absolutely cashing in on that. Absolutely cash cow on that stuff. Unbelievable, guys. You know, I'm not done yet. I want to talk a little bit more about this, too. You know, these guys are dangerous, right? They are. Now, I don't expect you to just trust everything I'm saying, but I'm telling you right now, I'm much more of a credible person than any of these people, okay? You got to look into their past. For any of you that want to look into Willie, Just visit Let's Roll Forums. They've got a whole section set up on the fraud of this guy, okay? If you guys want to learn about Alex Jones, Luke Radowski, go to my YouTube page, okay? Write this down. I want you to write down my YouTube username so you can find my channel. Get a pen. It's easy to remember, but I want you to spell my name correctly. It's Brian S. Stavely, okay? S as in Scott. Okay, Brian S. Stavely, and Stavely is spelled S-T-A-V-E-L-E-Y, okay? That's my YouTube channel, Brian S. Stavely. That's my username. When you see it pop up, it'll say the real news. We'll go on there, and I have a playlist set up exposing those two guys. Very bad. I'll save you the legwork of searching out hundreds of videos and looking through all the bull crap, all right? I got about 60 of them in a playlist right there. Watch them in order, because some of them are meant to go back to back. Go from left to right when you get to the page that shows them all the videos. And enjoy, okay? They want you to watch it. When I get off the air today, you know, and I do mean to do this stuff before I go on the air, but I don't have a script, guys. I write a couple notes so I don't forget to talk about certain things. But I go in so many directions when I'm on the air. I didn't even know I was going to go down this road at all. And this is just going off the top of my head. But when I get off the show today, I will load the link into the blog on our website. So you can just click the link. It'll bring you right to my YouTube channel. And it'll actually bring you right to the playlist. All the videos will be right in front of you, laid out in a grid. And you just start at the top left and work left to right, top to bottom. And I'm telling you guys, if you guys take a couple hours today to watch what I put out there for you, you guys will be appalled, you'll be shocked, and you will never trust these guys again. And you need to know this information. And even though you might think, oh, you can listen objectively, or you just listen for the guests, no, it's still going to get to you, guys. It is. It is. You're still going to one time tell me, what about this? But I'm going to be like, yeah, it's a total lie. That you're hearing that? Look what you're hearing that. That's just totally made up. Don't go down that road. I just totally stopped. I just tuned those guys right out now because I saw the way they attacked everybody. They attacked everybody that talked about the second plane being fake or any digital deception of the day. Just totally attacked everybody. They called me mentally challenged. Are you kidding me, guy? You're mentally challenged. If you can't figure that out in 10 years and you have a team of researchers, you're mentally challenged. How's that? AJ calling me mentally challenged. Are you kidding me? Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that a friggin' plane can't smash through a concrete wall without the wall breaking first. And that's what we have. We have a plane halfway in a friggin' concrete building, but the building's not even broken. And I'm the crazy one. Let me ask you guys one question, alright? For you guys that, maybe having some doubts about some of the things that I'm saying. Let me ask you a question. This regards to 9/11. You know, and I've asked this before, you know, what's crazier, guys? That George Bush, Larry Silverstein, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and the rest of them, came up with a plot to commit mass murder against 3,000 of their own civilians. Now, a lot of them would have been Larry Silverstein's buddies. A lot of them would have been his golf partners, business partners. The same might even go, and Giuliani, you know what I mean? Or... that they faked the whole thing, and they got pushed through the same exact agenda, all right? Come on, what's crazier? The plan to kill 3,000 of your own citizens is crazier. And why do it if you don't need to? It's obvious they don't need to. They just do what they want anyways, guys. That was all for drama, for effect, and to get everybody to back what they're doing overseas. That's the main reason they did it. To get everybody to back what they're doing, or at least not to say anything about it. And there's always, like I said, there's always tons of agendas, to make money off the wars, to get oil, to get lithium, to get opium, there's all types of reasons, come down upon our civil rights, civil liberties. I mean, there's just always tons of reasons. I want you guys to be aware. I want you guys to be awake. The best thing you guys can do to stay out of that trap, guys, is to always do your own research, okay? I know that sounds easier than it is sometimes to do. You can't trust anybody and just go off of what they say. I'm sorry, you can't. Don't take anything off any of those sites. And I still use RT, I do. There's still some value in it. But I know when I'm looking at it, I'm looking at a news site, okay? Just like as if I was at Fox News or CB, maybe not as bad as Fox News, but that's what I mean though. It's you gotta know that what you're looking at isn't the holy grail of information. It's untouchable. No, because those people are working for the people that they say they're working against. So how much can you trust what they're saying, guys? It's such a mind game. It really is. And I'm not trying to confuse you guys here. I'm trying to lay it out so you guys understand what's going on. These people give you a lot of information so you gain their trust and then they mislead you. Okay? Now, if anybody has any problems with what I'm saying, call up 815-680-5700. If you want to stick up for any of these guys that I called out in the truth movement, feel free. Call in right now and you tell me that I'm wrong. I want to hear it. All right? Because you're just not realizing yet. You're not deep enough in down in the rabbit hole. All right? They do a good job at what they do. Absolutely a good job at what they do. Guys, we're gonna take a quick, 3 or 4 minute break, and we'll be right back. All right, guys? The Last American Radio Broadcast. American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. We'll be right back.
Say your prayers, eat your vitamins, be true to yourself.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. It's just a little bit after 1 o'clock on the East Coast here. And we're going to go another half hour today until about 1:30. I have some more stuff I want to touch on the Truth Movement. And then we'll be back a little bit later with Michael Damon. Not exactly sure what time yet. I need to talk to him. It's probably going to be about 3 o'clock Eastern, I'm thinking, once we get him on. So the other thing with the Truth Movement, guys, is, you know, it's so easy to fall into that trap. You know what I mean? It's so easy to just believe what they're telling you, because they're giving you information that you've never seen before. But you guys got to be careful. You guys got to get it from all different sources. Even when it comes to, you know, the people that you've started to trust. And a long time ago, when I first started, you know, like, not a long time ago, but 2 months ago, when I first started realizing that these guys were frauds, you know, a couple people asked me, well, what about these people? What about that people? And I'm like, I don't know, but you got to think, you know, that, you know, by association, you know, they're always with these people. They always give them airtime, that there must be something going on there. But it's tough. It's hard to figure out, guys. It really is. You know, if I didn't stumble across, you know, some new information, I'm not even talking about the Hollow Tower stuff. I'm talking about some other information that ended up not even being true. If I didn't stumble across that and see the way that these guys were attacking it, I probably would have never realized. It's not an easy thing to do, right? It's not an easy thing to do at all. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of hours on YouTube. Keep watching, keep watching, keep watching. All the videos you've ever seen that you think, you know, were telling you the other side of things. Now to know that a lot of that's disinformation, it's kind of disheartening, isn't it? Spend all those hours. And I know how it is, guys. You spend hours and hours. I mean, thousands of hours of research on controlled demolition. And all this other stuff. And it's all bogus. It was no... I mean... It's just ridiculous, guys. It really is. And these people are dangerous. And that's why I'm trying to warn you about them. And I don't... And, you know, where this conversation was going is because my friend asked me about Jesse this morning. And I don't know. And, you know, I'm one of those people that can't stand when people call people a rat and, you know, don't have anything on them. So I'm not going to go out and call Jesse a shill right now. I'm just going to say be careful, because I'm not sure, all right? They give this guy airtime on TV, and they let him put this information out. So what does that tell you? I mean, you can't just automatically think like that and rule it out, but really, it might be that simple, because they're not going to let you go on TV with a message like this or like some of the stuff he's saying unless they're controlling it. And that's why he's there. He's got to be. He's there to put that information out, but only put out a certain spin on it. And they produce it and make it look nice and make it look like, you know, people are, you know, holding them back and taking his shows down and stuff like that. And that's all just part of the show. They know what they're doing. It's all part of the show. So we'll see what happens on season 3. Season 3 is coming soon. I'm going to watch. But, you know, I'm going to be watching with a different set of glasses on this time, if you know what I mean. Looking through a different lens. That, you know, everything the Truth Movement's been telling us has been to cloud our judgment, to cloud the truth, to keep us away from the truth. Imagine that. 9/11 truth is there to suppress the truth of 9/11. That's unbelievable. And that's what they're there for. And it took a while. It took a while to figure out. I mean, look at some of the other guys here. You know, like Phil and Larry and everybody over at the forum, you know, they've been studying this thing for 10 years. They've known for 10 years that the whole Bin Laden tale was a fraud, as does anybody that looks into it for more than a half an hour besides what you see on TV. You know, they knew that was a total fraud, and it took them, you know, like 9 years to figure out what the real story was. And that's because of so much deception and so many layers of lies that were put on there. And all these crazy theories they put out, from miniature nukes to pods to, UFOs to, you know, God knows what else, directed energy weapons, everything. They put out all these crazy theories just to keep you running around chasing that rabbit trail, right? Just keep chasing that rabbit trail around. And that's what they were there for. And they were there to confuse you. And they did a hell of a job at it. You know, I've come a ways in a short while. But, you know, if this was 10 years ago, I wouldn't have, you know, come around this fast to this information. There was a lot of groundwork laid in front of me now. You know what I mean? I just had to be willing to go and look at it all. And I'm glad I did. So for any of you guys that are doubting what I'm saying about these people in the Truth Movement, go to my YouTube page, okay? The username is Brian S. Stavely, S-T-A-V-E-L-E-Y, okay? Just go to my channel and, you know, click on playlist and you'll see the playlist, all right? It says AJ's True Colors and it's got other people on there. It's got Luke Radowski. It's got some Jason Burmes stuff. I can't stand Jason Burmes. He's such a phony fraud. He gets under my skin. I don't know how you guys feel about him, you know? He just really, really gets under my skin. Yeah, so basically the gist of this whole story, guys, all right, is don't trust just one of these guys, whether it's, you know, it could be anyone, whether it's Glenn Beck, whether it's Drudge, whether it's Alex Jones, whether it's Russia Today, whether it's anybody, you know, obviously Fox, CNN, you know, don't just get it from one source. I mean, you can't because it's such a lie every time. It's such a made-up story. At least if you get it from like four or five stories, even if they're all lying, they might all have a little bit of the truth. And once you get good at this, you can start to put together the real picture. Like the thing we talked about last night with the militiamen. I mean, come on, guys. You guys believe that really happened? You know, we'll touch on it for a second. For those of you guys that didn't tune in last night, or yesterday, I should say, you know, they supposedly arrested these four guys in Georgia in the 60s and 70s who were a part of a militia. And, you know, they were going to assassinate a bunch of people in the FBI and the IRS and the ATF. And they were going to friggin' blow up a FBI and ATF building in Atlanta. And they were going to release ricin on the highway and all this crazy stuff. And, you know, right from the start, it looks fraud to me because, you know, militiamen, I mean, this is exactly what they were targeting in Homeland Security's last release. In the MIAC report, if you guys read it, militiamen's on the list. Militiamen is on the list as domestic extremists. Some of their logos and stuff like that they put on there. You know, look out for these tattoos and these logos and these stickers and, you know, all this nonsense, right? So you're already starting to think like, yeah, this is bogus. This is made up. You know what I mean? And then you read a line that supposedly came out of one of these guys' mouths while he was in custody. How about this one, guys? When it comes to saving the Constitution, some people are going to have to die. Is that not them demonizing the Constitution again? Do you know what I mean? And they've been trying to do that for a while, guys. You guys all know it. It's been all over the news. It's been on places like Time Magazine and other places. Does the Constitution need to go? Is the Constitution outdated? Yada, 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 yada. No, the Constitution doesn't need to go. The Constitution is there to protect us, you idiot. And they've done a hell of a job working around it, haven't they? Scripting events, not just like the ones we were talking about, other events too, like, you know, whether it's a school shooting or, you know, a fake bomber on an airplane, or, you know, all this stuff, just to keep the fear going, keep the police state going. It's allowed them to do whatever they want as far as the Constitution. They've been able to, you know, work their way around it in so many ways. Think about, you know, the way our privacy is now. We have no privacy anymore, okay? We have none. They can just listen to any phone call you want. They want. Read any email. Read any text message. The FBI can come in your house with no search warrant. Yep. No search warrant. They can come right in here. And I'm already labeled a terrorist. So, I mean, what's stopping them, you know? What's stopping them? Guys, how about this? You know, if you have a copy of the U.S. Constitution, you're a terrorist. I mean, come on. That's what this country's gone to. This country's gone to absolute crap in the last 10 years. And we need to turn it around. We need everybody to realize what the hell's going on in the first place. People don't have a freaking clue. We're overseas murdering all these innocent people for nothing. Well, nothing in my eyes. We're doing it for money and resources in their eyes. In you know, in our officials' eyes. Murdering people. Murdering kids. Have you guys seen some of the pictures? Kids' legs are blowing off. Kids' arms are blowing off. No big deal, right? They're just over there on the sand. Who gives a crap, right? That's what some people think. I heard one of my friends tell me, we should just nuke the whole place. I was like, what? We should nuke the whole place? What are you talking about, man? What if that was your family? And unfortunately, not enough people think like that. You know? Not enough people think like, what if that was your family? They just, you know, they're oblivious to it. Everybody just goes on, does their thing, and that's pretty much it. You know, nobody really cares. Well, I care. I know you guys listen and care. At least some of you do. We need to make America know, like, you know, how bad and how far down the road we've gone. I think people don't really realize that. And if they realize that, I think people might start to wake up a little bit. If they realize how far down the road we've gone and how much of an aggressor nation we are now. Okay? We're just like the Nazis used to be. We're trying to take over the world. We just keep invading country after country. It's got nothing to do with defending our freedoms, guys. It's got everything to do with establishing a central bank in their country, as we talked about. It's got everything to do with sucking the country dry for resources, whether it be oil, opium, lithium, God knows what else. We're going into Central Africa now. What do they got over there? They got diamonds? I don't know. Is that in Central Africa, South Africa? Who knows? You think we're not going to drop a drill in the ground while we're there? Of course we are. That's what we do. We'll tell you it's in the name of freedom. We'll tell you how their leaders are butchering people in the jungles of Uganda or something, right? But it's not really happening. Just like Gaddafi was killing his people. Okay. I hope you guys don't believe that. And we went over a whole bunch of stuff on the last show about all the good stuff he did for his country. Things that people would never do for this country. Okay. He brought the literacy rate up from 25 to 83% in a couple of years. Not in a couple of years, but in the time that he was, the dictator over there. And so many other things. Giving people $50,000 for a house when they get married and... Free medical system, free education, including college. You know what I mean? Come on. But what was the problem? Well, we told you. He wanted to start his own economy over there. He was a threat to the U.S. dollar. He wanted to start a gold-based economy out of Africa. The whole continent of Africa was going to be on it. He was going to back it up with $100 billion almost of his own money, $97 billion to be exact. And we demonized this guy. And he was a bad guy. He wasn't a bad guy. He just told us and the rest of the crew to go F off. Take a hike. You know, I don't want to be part of your banking system scam. I'm all set with that. And look what it's done in this country. They're going to try and bankrupt everybody. They want to rob the middle class of all its wealth. Some people don't see it. Guys, even without, you know, them directly taking money from you, without them taxing you more and making it obvious, what do you think inflation does? Well, the inflation moves rapidly, way faster than any cost of living increase that you might get from your job. Hey, what does that do to your paycheck, guys? It cuts it in half. Not in half, but it cuts a portion of it off, right? That's what they're doing. It's another way to rob you. You know, they want to make you poor. They want to rob the middle class. Because the middle class is, you know, that's their biggest fear is what we're going to do, okay? They know so many of us are waking up to what's going on. They know we all have families. We all need to provide for them. And we're not gonna sit back. We're a danger to them. So they want to take the money away from us as fast as possible. And, you know, a lot of it's just greed. I mean, they just want more money. It's that simple. Rich people want more money from us. It's pretty sad, but our whole system in this country, the whole banking system, especially ever since regulations have been lifted off, about almost 20 years ago now, the whole thing is set up to make the rich richer and to make the middle class poorer. You know, a long time ago, we didn't even have income tax, okay? It was supposed to be a temporary thing. The other thing with income tax is it's illegal, guys. I mean, it's illegal. Read the Constitution, okay? Read the part about the income tax. If you're doing any business within the 50 United States, well, they're not supposed to be able to charge you income tax, okay? But they do. They take it right out of your check. And if you don't pay it, I mean, they'll come to your house, right? They might even arrest you. It's unbelievable. You know, they tell everybody we're the freest nation on earth. But we have more prisoners than anybody, by far. We have way lower population than a lot of other nations by far. The percentage is ridiculous. 25% of the world's population as far as prisoner population is in the United States. Okay? And we only make up like, you know, 3% of the world's population or something. And we're supposed to believe it's a free country. It's not a free country. You're guilty till you're proven innocent here. When you get arrested, they'll seize your things before you go to trial. Okay, that's guilty till proven innocent. Okay, how is that not? All right. One of my buddies right now doesn't have his car because he got arrested for something. But he hasn't gone to trial yet. Well, how do you take his car? But they did. Does that sound like innocent till proven guilty or guilty till proven innocent? Just think about it, basically. If they take your vehicle before you go to trial, are you guilty till proven innocent or innocent till proven guilty? You're guilty till proven innocent. And that's the way much of the legal system goes in this country. And it's sad. And the other things that they've done, guys, you know, besides just the, you know, we were talking about some of the things that have happened since September 11th, and, you know, it's allowed them to almost justify these wars and all this other BS, right? You know, it's done a lot of other things, too. It's done a lot of other things, and it's let them totally increase the police state in this country, totally militarize the police. It's made it almost, you know, it's borderline illegal to speak out against the wars. I mean, you know, it's so discouraged upon. People will lose contracts with Nike, like famous athletes, if they try to speak out, things like that. And we're supposed to believe it's a free country, okay? I mean, come on with it. It's almost like, yeah. And another thing, you know, how about, let's backtrack a little bit, all right? We're talking about the finances and the economy. Look at the whole bailout thing, all right? We were purposely manipulated into that spot, okay? So a bunch of people could make a bunch of artificial money up front. Well, it ended up being real money to them. And then we had to foot the bill and pay for these banks to stay afloat, right? And they gave it back to the same banks that caused the problems. And then when the banks, they tighten up, you know, on who they're going to give loans to, and they charge you like 30% interest on loans out of money that you gave them. So they bankrupt you with your own money. It's horrible how this is set up here. It really is. People give like almost 40% of their check away for taxes before they even get to touch it. I mean, come on, guys. That's awful. The whole banking thing, you know, a lot of it is over my head. I'll admit that. A lot of it can be simplified, though. And, you know, as far as the whole economy being in the gutter, I mean, the easy way to say that is they gave out a bunch of loans they knew you couldn't pay, but it's because they made money up front, okay? So they did it to make a bunch of money up front, and then when the bubble bursts, well, they got it bailed out from the government. And, I mean, that's just how the system's set up. The banks don't really have anybody regulating them. There used to be a thing called the Glass-Steagall Act, which they got rid of, which, you know, was like an oversight for the banking, and it was tougher regulations, and that's just totally gone by the wayside now, okay? They're basically regulating themselves. I mean, how do you expect it to not be corrupt? I mean, seriously. You know, the way the dollar's going, guys, it's scary stuff, because everybody their whole life, not everybody, but a lot of people their whole life have been saving up for retirement, okay? What happens if that money is just not there? Like, if it's just not worth anything? What's going to happen to all the old people, man? Well, their money's not worth crap. Well, when they saved up 50 grand thinking it's going to get them by for a long time, and it's gone in a freaking couple of months or something. I don't know what to do, guys, you know? I was misled, I think, by the people of the alternative media to buy some silver. I bought 50 ounces of silver myself. It went up for a little while,
It went up a lot. It went from about $39 when I got in up to almost 50. It was like 48.50. But it went way back down. It dipped down below 36 to one point. I don't know where it's at today. But, you know, I'm not here to give financial advice. Obviously, I made a mistake with that. I think maybe buying some seeds would be a good idea. I'm not even joking. Some real regular seeds before everything's GMO and you can't get them and the price goes through the roof. People are going to want those things. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about that. We're going to do another show on that probably in a couple weeks. I've got some new information into the GMOs, into Monsanto, and some of the more testing that's come back. But, you know, that's going to about wrap up the show. I mean, a couple last points I want to make. You know, a couple points that I already did make, really, is, you know, just do your own research, guys. Don't trust any of these guys. All right? Next time you're about to sit down and do a half hour, hour's worth of research, all right? Please look into what I'm saying about these people. They're not who you think they are. How about this? Even Luke Radowski, right? You guys know who he is? Guys, he was stealing the donation money from We Are Change New York, paying his college tuition with it, paying bar tabs, withdrawing thousands in cash, like 13,000 in cash withdrawing one time. Okay? Is that somebody you want leading your truth movement? I mean, come on, guys. The whole thing is a farce. The whole thing was set up by the government. And the whole thing was to reinforce the myth of the story of the day. And there's nobody to oppose them. That's why they all got into the position where they are. That's why you see them all over the alternative media. Because they're all in on it. It's all part of the same scam, okay? And some of those people work for the very people they swear they're working against. You guys need to know that. Go to my YouTube page, okay? The username is Brian S. Staveley, S-T-A-V-E-L-E-Y. The channel is called The Real News. Click on playlist and go to the one that says AJ's True Colors. It's got the Luke Radowski stuff in there too. You guys can see the receipts yourself. You can see the bank payments, the checks, okay? They're on the video. You can see them with your own eyes. So, and just be willing to open your eyes a little more and admit you might have been wrong again, because that's what you have to do. You have to admit you were wrong all over again. And the rabbit hole just gets deeper and deeper. But I'm here to help guide you through that, guys. It's a scary journey. A lot of things that you're not expecting are happening. A lot of people you thought you could trust, you just absolutely cannot trust. And, you know, that's discouraging just in itself, isn't it? I know it was for me, especially when I had, I had used a lot of their information to help wake people up, you know, and now a lot of it turns out to be wrong. Well, that kind of pisses me off, you know what I mean? I would have never thought that. But I don't know. It's frustrating. It takes a lot of work. I mean, you guys got to really dig for it, but I'm trying to make it easier for you guys, okay? Just trust me. Just look at my research. It speaks for itself. It's not even my research. I shouldn't even say that. There's some people that did some great research into these people and made a lot of videos. And I just put together a video list, really. That's pretty much what it is. But it's all right there for you guys. So, you know, I suggest that you guys check it out. Go to my YouTube channel. Go to thelastamerican.org. I'll post the link to the YouTube channel up there, and I'll post a few other things pertaining to today's episode. And, other than that, guys, I mean, just be aware of what's going on around you. And, you know, just be aware that, you know, they always have another plan. And they weren't unprepared for all these people to wake up, and then they had nothing for them. They had a whole system set up for you guys, okay? And we all fell into that trap. And it's time to break out of that trap. It's time to see the sunlight again. Time to break free of the false truth movement. It's a truth movement that's there to spread lies and disinformation. All right, guys, that's all for me today. Mike Demand will be up a little later. And I'll be back tomorrow. You know, I'll be back at the same time. 12 noon Eastern, 11 Central, 10 Pacific. Thanks, everybody, for listening again. You've been listening to the Last American Radio Broadcast. I'm your host, Brian Staveley. Have a good day, everyone. I am a real American. Fight for the